Rejection slips. A. Learned. Dear Asimov, all mental laws prove orthodoxy has its flaws. Consider that eclectic clause in Kant's philosophy that gnaws with ceaseless anti-logic jaws at all outworn and useless saws that stick in modern mutant craws. So here's your tale with faint applause. The words above show ample cause. B. Gruff. Dear Ike, I was prepared, and boy, I really cared, to swallow almost anything you wrote. But Ike, you're just plain shot. Your writing's gone to pot. There's nothing left but hack and mental bloat. Take back this piece of junk. It smelled, it reeked, it stunk. Just glancing through it once was deadly rough. But Ike, boy, by and by, just try another try. I need some yarns, and kid, I love your stuff. C. Kindly. Dear Isaac, friend of mine, I thought your tale was fine. Just frightfully delightful, and with merits all ashine. It meant a quite full night, full friend of tension, then relief, and attended with full measure of the pleasure of suspended disbelief. It is triteful, scarcely rightful, almost spiteful, to declare that some tiny faults are there. Nothing much, perhaps a touch, and over such you shouldn't pine. So let me say without delay, my pal, my friend, your story's end has left me gay and joyfully composed. P.S. Oh, yes, I must confess, with some distress, your story is regretfully enclosed.